live, pal.
The following contest scheduled for one fall.
The cream of the crop. Nobody does it better.
You never came looking for me to prove that you're the baddest. So, I've come looking for you to prove you're not.
All over the country, people have been asking me, why, Eddie, why?
Week after week, trying to make me look like a jackass!
Lately, he just hasn't been very oozy. I'm home.
This ain't no disco. Ain't no country club either. This is the Three Count Thursday podcast. So let's go, baby.
Chin up, tits out, and watch for the shoe.
Boys, it is, it's going to be one of those days, I think. We are live here. Three Count Thursday, 3CT live here on a beautiful, beautiful, a beautiful Thursday evening. I have completely forgotten what day it is, what time it is, anything having to do with anything. But we are here, you are here, and we will be here for you for the next hour. Depending on how you find us on your podcatcher, or not podcatcher, but your streaming service of choice, whether you're on Facebook or YouTube or Twitter. Unfortunately, I don't know for sure we are on Facebook. There is a bit of a delay, so to speak. I'm working on the Facebook part right now.
Look at that. Devin found us on Facebook.
I think he found us on... Is that Facebook?
Yeah, that's a Facebook. Oh, Devin, well, where are you watching, it? My guy? Hello, nice. Everybody. Tim, I think you did it.
Oh, I don't know how I did it or what I did, but I did it. Welcome. Three Count Thursday across all platforms, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. We're not on Snapchat, but we're on TikTok. Check us out there. Follow everywhere. That you can find us on social media. And boys, we've got a lot to talk about in an hour. Plus, of course, we are going head to head with the NFL draft. And today, actually. But don't worry. If you're worried about missing out anything, It is a 3CT tradition that we will tell you who gets drafted when in the ticker, while we also talk about the beautiful game known as professional wrestling, of course. I am in the stead of Big Jim as he is still weeping at the feet of Epcot. We are here. I am joined with not one, not two, but three beautiful faces. And I don't have a soundboard because I'm absolutely crazy, but I'm going to try my best to get through everything. We're going to start with intern Mark. Mark, how are you doing?
Hi, boys. Tim, I thought it was Epcock. It's not Epcock.
No, don't make me regret this decision.
Well, Tim, hey, I heard you are a wild one. Oh, if I took you home, Tim, it'd be a home run. Show me how you do. Smokey and I want to shut down the club with you. Hey, I heard you like the wild ones. Oh.
I believe it's ooh, but
no, it's, you like crazy, no, foolish, stupid, it's party it's going ooh. Wild, fist pop music.
No, I don't. We're done.
You're going to lose it, Tim.
I'm going to lose it on you in a second.
That's how
we go. We're going to let him tuck himself out. Matt, welcome back. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm refreshed after a week
in the most magical place on earth. I'm ready to talk some AEW since Big Jim is still away. Looking forward to that.
Yes. I'm so excited. Ryan, how are you, good sir?
Yeah, we're gonna let folks in a little bit here. That's why we're having the technical difficulties. We sent Tim, like a great host, you sent out a run sheet, and you mentioned that we were going to be talking about AEW, and Jim said, not so fast, and put on a voodoo-type spell from down in Disney, a la, well, everybody's favorite witch doctor, professional wrestler, so... You know, that we worked through it, though. I think we're live on all platforms, hopefully. If not,
I think so.
There's other places to watch us. But, yeah, I went actually with intern Mark last week to a concert, and that's what he's dancing about right now. And I realized two things about myself. I am far too old to go do those standing room only shows. And I don't. I know a ton of Flo Rida songs. I don't know any of the parts that Flo Rida himself sings. It's all just the parts that like are sampled or like whoever's featured on the track sings. That's the only parts of the songs that I know.
You know, you can tell you're a really good artist when you've got all the good features.
Yes.
That,
like, I think
that
even
is
the part like Mark read there. That was not.
That Flo wasn't even Flo Rida
at all.
No. Right?
I think that was Kesha. Was the Kesha part, if I'm correct.
No, that would be Sia.
Oh, no, Kesha was Right Round. Right. Long story short, Flo Rida had no business putting on as fun of a show as he did in York College, Pennsylvania last Friday.
I heard it is beautiful there this time of year.
I will tell you this much. There's not many balding fat men in that crowd.
There is two.
So Mark and I, we were near the back. There were some other old people. We were looking in the line to get in, and we're like, man, there are not a lot of old folks here. It is all college kids on a college campus, which is to be expected. And then we ended up standing near the back of the venue, which was not a huge venue to begin with. Man. So we saw very well. But like the concert was over and the lights came back up and you looked around and you saw you were just standing amongst the other older folks, the 35 and above crowd that were like slowly bending their knees while standing to try to get blood back to their feet. One guy to Mark's right, like bent down to like stretch both of his legs and needed help getting back up from his buddy. Like squatted like a catcher and then came back up slowly. So, We were standing in the right area, but god darn, that was a fun show. Mark, thank you for the invite. If you ever get to see Flo Rida at York College, I approve.
Nice. I'm glad you guys decided to do it. You did regale us of the tale this past Tuesday. If you're not listening to the Tuesday shows, you're doing yourself a disservice. You're really missing out on some fantastic 3CT lore.
Mark, when was this?
Tuesday. That was today. Or was it Tuesday?
No, we're here today.
Today, so but it's not Tuesday.
We did today's a show Thursday. On Tuesday.
Where you guys Matt's back from about Florida.
Yes, Matt is holy back cats. From Florida. Yes.
Did you Mark, guys realize okay. Matt's here?
Mark, is your girlfriend's name or your daughter's boyfriend's name also Mark?
It's Marcus. Was spelled with IS.
So Mark is.
Mark is.
I'm sure he's sick of hearing Mark is.
Mark is. You know what? Let me tell you something right now. If I can sidebar, when I see him again, he's getting the full treatment. Full treatment.
Have you met Mark is before?
I have. He's a nice young man.
Oh, okay. Okay. So Mark is not going to be totally blindsided by your antics.
Correct. He will not be, but.
Imagine poor Lauren, your loving daughter Lauren, has to like smarten up her boyfriend. Like, hey, you're gonna meet my dad tonight, and he's a lot.
Yes.
And Mark is like, how bad can it be? And then you open the door, and what's the first thing you say to Mark is?
Well, let me see if he comes in there. I probably would greet him. I'd be very polite.
Well, you put the gun down, right? Is that what you put the gun down first?
I'd sit down the gun, and I probably politely shake his hand, and maybe I'd bring him in for an embrace, and I'd hold him tight till it's awkward. I said, I heard a lot about you. I'd look at him right in those beady little eyes, and he'd back down, because when I look at him right in those beady eyes, he knows it's a challenge.
So you present as the alpha.
He's got beady little eyes.
That's not a good start.
It was even worse. My poor loving son brought his girlfriend over the other day. I was nice. I didn't want to cause a breakup.
Understandable. That's polite.
She's a nice girl.
I feel like that's breaking news too. I didn't know that your loving son also had a significant other.
Alex got those genes.
He's got those genes. We found out about the same time. You and me and everybody else.
Breaking news. The sounder is going off in my head, but not to you all.
She's a 35-year-old waitress at the Mountjoy Diner.
That's Tressa.
Oh, it's not Tressa.
No, it's not Tressa.
Just give her give all the identifying information away. But
when does this draft start? I know the Sixers are already on. I assume Matt's kind of watching that.
The draft Sixers is being on.
Have they started picking yet?
The Sixers are being drafted.
Close.
No. So the draft is starting. Technically, right now they did opening ceremonies. So right now.
Okay. Somebody's on the clock.
The Chicago Bears are officially on the clock. They've been on the clock since the end of the NFL season. But this is not Huddle Up. What the H do you think we are? We're a wrestling podcast. 10 years strong, baby. As something just dinged. I didn't even hear what dinged, but I don't like it. But either way, we got a lot to talk about. And we'll just pick right up where we left off. Mark, what is it, my guy? Yo, Shane. Oh, he's
waving. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm a little stressed. I understand how Jim feels when technical difficulties happen. Especially now. I'm not used to being in the driver's seat. I cannot wait to give the keys of the kingdom back to Big Jim. Because, boy howdy, I like just being talking head. I don't like
Jim,
driving.
Also, the new 3CT 24/7 champion I saw. Congratulations. Congrats. It must have been, there must not have been a camera involved with that, but I heard he redeemed it, I believe, from Joe. Joe was the previous champion after stealing it in the parking lot.
Officially lost it.
That's what they say, but you don't have it, so it's officially Jim's, I believe. Jim, I heard put Joe to sleep. Just talking to him put him to sleep, but
yeah. He
wasn't a wrestling move or anything, but put him to sleep nevertheless.
Well, a little tuckered out. He's just a little guy.
He can't help that.
I think he was still tired from sitting next to Mark at WrestleMania.
That's tough.
Poor guy. Joe got the full treatment. He was having a blast.
Kyle talk last.
He was having something.
He was having a blast. Give him the old Dort surprise. He couldn't get enough of that.
But let's get into it. No news for the day, but we're going to get into. There was a pay per view, or there was technically two pay per views over the weekend. But the one we're going to talk about is AEW Dynasty. I know that a lot of you WWE heads are probably wondering why we're talking AEW, and that's because it's a wrestling podcast, not a WWE podcast.
And Jimmy ain't here.
Yeah, he is.
Jim's not here to stop us.
He's doing whatever he wants. But I'm assuming you boys watched the festivities or caught up with the festivities, saw the happenings. What is your guys' immediate takeaway from Dynasty? What did you love? What did you hate?
Lots of title changes. This felt like AEW hard reset in a lot of ways. I mean, it's top to bottom. I think maybe one championship retained, and that was Roddy Strong, I think. Everything else?
Okada retained.
Or Okada retained. Oh, and I guess Tony retained. Tony Storm.
And Tony retained.
Tony, yeah.
Okay, yeah. But the TBS championship flopped. Yay for Willow.
Yep.
Obviously the main event, the FTW championship. Who'd have thought we were talking about that in 2024, but that's still around. We have a new champion there. Yeah, man, it was, and there was, I don't know, this really, really good wrestling match kind of snuck there, not in the main event, but should have been the main event probably because it was a goddamn good match. Should be on everybody's match of the year list. If you've not seen it, do yourself a favor, buy the pay-per-view, find the illegal stream, whatever you have to do. It was floating around Twitter for a while, but like 34-minute banger of a match.
For sure. And you're talking obviously about Will Ospreay and the American Dragon, Brian Danielson.
Obviously.
Yes. That was definitely a fantastic match.
Was it a good match, though? Because the 3Count Twitter account didn't tweet about the match. It just tweeted about Will Ospreay talking about Triple H and taking shots then at Will Ospreay. So it must not have been that good of a match.
Well, I forgot the sign-in password for Twitter. So that's on me.
Well, either way, we all know that who typically has control of the Twitter feed is definitely not hip to the game with AEW. He got confused that they said Brian Danielson, but he's used to those being inverted without a son. And
he's never heard of Will Ospreay since he's never.
Yeah, he thought that it was Will Smith, apparently.
Will Ospreay.
You sure? But
keep Triple H's name out your fucking mouth.
But Big Raj makes his way to the podium for the Chicago Bears. Yeah, man, I did love Dynasty. I wasn't super hyped going into it, but then watching it, everything was super great.
Do you feel that because your expectations were just lower? Because, I mean, Dynasty, this is like a throwaway pay-per-view for AEW. I don't want to say a throwaway pay-per-view, but this is definitely not all in. I'm one of their major pay-per-views. This had no business being as good as it really was.
Except for the Jericho match.
Well, yeah. you
yes.
know.
I mean, you need a bathroom break match. I get it.
Hello, Big Mac.
Yes, hello, Big Mac.
Big Mac.
Yeah, well, this is the first Dynasty in AEW history. It's their newest pay-per-view on the docket. I don't think they're adding any others for the year. I think all the rest are going to be ones we've been familiarized with. Double or Nothing, Forbidden Door, All In, All Out. Wrestle Dream, I think. And then Full Gear and World's End. I bet if you
steel put trap of a brain up there, I wouldn't have been able to name two of them.
I think I might have missed one. I don't know for sure. Oh, I missed.
I wouldn't know if you did.
Hold on, Double or Nothing.
Double or Nothing.
All In.
I did All In and All Out. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I got. Sure,
I feel like you got them all.
Dynasty.
Yeah.
Slambury.
Not Slambury. But Bash Mark. Yes, was the Super Box working for you for Dynamite? Or not Dynamite, Dynasty?
Dynasty, it was. I love that 80s that 80s drama.
Oh, I Dark remember Dynasty.
Show. My grandmother used to watch it.
Big Mac might be going to World's End.
Nice.
He's at the World's End. The Super Box was working. It was a solid PPV.
Mark, for all the old-ass shows that you watched at... Put Dynasty in Dallas on your poor grandmother who did nothing wrong. You were watching those shows.
I bet your grandmother shot JR.
she threatened to shoot the groundhog if he saw a shadow several years.
Wow. She could shoot Mountjoy Minnie for all I care.
Oh, I can't get Mountjoy Minnie out of Indiana Bones' jaws. She's carrying him all around the house.
That's where he belongs.
See, we ought to put Mountjoy Minnie in a Groundhog Day scenario in which Mountjoy Mini just gets shot repeatedly on a loop every day for their life.
When we do our end of year superlative awards, can we have the Mountjoy Mini Award for just like the most uninteresting waste of space wrestler of the year?
Do we just want to automatically give it to Chris Jericho right now?
Yes.
Oh,
we could do it.
We can
the Mountjoy Mini Award.
The Stuffed Whistle Pig Award.
Mountjoy Mini.
That's right. I think Mountjoy Mini might be trademarked, but if we do a Stuffed Whistle Pig Award, everybody will get it.
I bet you we could buy the trademark off of the people that own it for Mountjoy Mini for probably like a
bag of M&Ms.
Maybe right. A Subway sandwich.
$5 off coupon at Funk Brewing.
There it is. Just there go and win some trivia.
Give them the gift card. Yep.
That's right.
Yes.
You gotta work smarter, not harder.
They're at the Pine Creek.
Beautiful this time of year.
If you jump in the comments, if you watched AEW at all, let us know what you guys think of Dynasty. They're just trying. The JWs are just trying, man. They're trying their best. They don't want to be there either. They're just trying.
They're just trying to make ends meet.
That's right. They're just trying to work a little, get to heaven. That's all.
Oh, my.
Are warming up a little bit. That's nice.
Brady didn't like the JWs. She had her own religion.
Too. Tim, who are you hoping here for your commanders?
So, long story short,
Come on, a new mascot.
Nah, I'm happy with Major Tutty. So I did not want us to get rid of Sam Howell at all. I thought we could get with Sam Howell for another year and use this high pick to get an impact player in the trenches, like a Joe Alt. Like, we need a lineman.
Yeah, and like Alt.
build your line so that down the way you can go get your quarterback instead of taking a chance on one of five starting quarterbacks that's going to be drafted. And with Caleb Williams, I was not high on Caleb Williams at all.
Dodge that bullet.
Yeah, I did. I'm high on Drake May. But I also,
Lance Storm? Just incredible.
The T stands for Thunder. They're both impact players. Yes, I understand what you're doing. I think Jaden Daniels is going to be the pick. That's the rumblings and the grumblings. And based on my 5-pick parlay, I hope that it is Jaden Daniels, for this. So, we shall see.
ESPN seems to think so. They've been showing him nonstop here.
Yeah, it's gonna be crazy. But
Devin, thank you for landing on the right side of the law. He didn't watch Dynasty because he didn't feel like looking for an illegal stream. Thank you for not breaking the law.
That's fair.
There's multiple ways. This was like the first AEW pay-per-view that was featured on multiple streaming services as well. Like, you could have bought it directly off of YouTube.
Really?
You could have bought it off of YouTube, PPV TV, Fight, Triller, and Bleacher Report.
I heard the Triller worked really well. I saw people praising Triller that there was not buffering issues. So I know Bleacher
really
Report's a bit hit or miss sometimes, it feels like, but yeah. I saw good things about Triller. So good.
Is that the Michael Jackson stream?
Triller is what Fight TV used to be in the United States. I believe Fight is still Fight in internationally, but in the U.S., Fight is now Triller.
Up in Canada, it's still Fight.
Oh, there we go. Perfect. So it's just us rebranding something that didn't need to be rebranded. Got it.
You get it.
Second pick on the board. Here it is. There it is. Jaden Daniels.
There's your impact player. You happy, Tim?
No.
Yep.
Well, here's the thing.
The impact players.
I don't...
I don't know. Yes, Driller Maloney. Yes. I don't know. I don't follow college football enough to know how good or bad these players are. My stance has always been, once they're good enough, I'll figure them out in the pros.
That's fair.
But I do like what Dan Quinn has done so far in his time so far influencing the front office. So if this is a Dan Quinn pick, I'm okay with it.
Now, if you could have picked a new mascot for your god-awful mascot, which mascot would you have picked?
I would just clone Gritty and just make Gritty everything.
Oh, so you're tapping into the NHL to draft Gritty. Okay.
There are
there's many good NFL mascots in general. All of them are
There's the Colt.
Yeah,
the Colt's good. And the Jacksonville Jaguar is entertaining.
Yeah, but to me, there's only three mascots worth a damn. And two are in Philly, and I hate it.
Gritty and the
San Diego Chicken?
No. The Phoenix Suns gorilla.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, that's solid.
Yeah.
I love him.
I mean, is it the gorilla or is it the trampoline?
No, it's the gorilla.
It's the gorilla himself. Okay.
It is the gorilla. I don't. The gorilla makes the trampoline. The trampoline doesn't make the gorilla.
That's fair.
There it is. Do you all have any other takeaways from Dynasty? That took place.
No, I mean, I think Ryan had already mentioned it and you had touched on it as well. I mean, with all the title changes, it's still crazy that the match of the night was a non-title match in Ospreay versus Danielson. And I think easily we'll probably end up on a lot of top five lists come the end of the year, not Jim's because it's AEW, but I think everyone else would probably have it pretty high. I know Mark watched it on the Superbox with Hillbilly. So Hillbilly was shooting off bottle rockets after that match. It was so good.
He loves Will Ocean Spray.
Yes. Did he bring over some zucchini bread to eat?
He snuck a zucchini on my porch. That sounds dirty, but it's not.
It is. It sounds very dirty.
It does sound dirty.
Filthy, Mark.
Anne-Marie made some good zucchini bread. But thanks to Swerve Strickland finally finishing his story and winning the AEW World Championship, it got him universal first place points here for us at the Wrestler of the Week this week. Go to 3countthursday.com, check out the Linktree link. The Linktree link has everything there as well. Only one point behind John Moxley right now in the official standings, but that's because John Moxley had the bump of the People's Champion. From last week. This week there is no People's Champion because we don't know who High Noon is.
High Noon,
We still have a APB out on High Noon.
We're looking.
If you are he or she or they,
and we know it ain't you, Devin. So don't lie.
Yeah, that's right. High Noon
front.
That's right.
Don't Lancaster's do it. Own Shane Strickland.
Yes,
that's not wild. That a lot
Pride
of
local
stations. Donegal.
Pride of Donegal. Yeah.
Right? Yes. Right down the street from me.
Isn't that wild? That's two from Lancaster County and AEW with Austin. Oh, Austin Jenkins.
Oh,
coming from Mannheim. Baby! There it is, coming from
who also had a bit of a moment on Dynasty. The foot is good enough to be out of a boot. He's walking around, baby. So things are good. But the conversation of Swerve and others leads us naturally into our next topic. You know, with everything that took place at Dynamite, or not Dynamite, I keep saying Dynamite, and they needed another pay-per-view
besides Dynamite. Dynasty. So bad.
Oh, we'll get there. Dynasty and Spring Breakout, and even if you go back as far as Three Legacies last month, with the changing of the guard with who is the Three Legacies heavyweight champion over there, J.S. Hawthorne. Title changes now in professional wrestling seem to be more important than before, thanks to the kind of happenstance of longer reigns now. Do you think that that's actually the case, that they do mean something, or is it just because we haven't had a lot of flip-flopping lately for titles, that seeing things happen is a bit different.
Acknowledge him.
Yes.
I'm going to put up a 2 because he's a doo-doo. He's a big number 2.
Yeah, I'm on to... That's kind of a loaded question. Obviously, a championship reign is always going to be important. Seeing the changing of the guard is always going to make must-see television, must-see indie wrestling. I know friend of the show, Bro Keller, really held the crown well for 3 legacies and did a really good job. Kind of got caught in a 3-way match when Hawthorne cashed in his Red Rose Rumble cup to enter himself in the ring or the match. So, you know, I think Samoa Joe did a really, really good job and probably won't get the credit he deserves for his reign in AEW. But I thought Joe did a really good job legitimizing the AEW championship again. A nice little reign for that. And it was time. I mean, the crowd's hot behind Strickland. It was time to pull the trigger for Shane Strickland. Swerve Strickland, I'm sorry. So it was the right time. Julia Hart, I think it was the right time to pull the trigger for Willow Nightingale. Like, it's just time. Yeah. I think we're at the era of wrestling organizations listening a bit to fans, listening to the reactions to fans, and maybe the script not being set in stone, that, you know what, we can make a pivot here. I think it's been talked about with WrestleMania. The crowd and the fans really, really pushed for Cody, whether that was the plan all along or that's the plan that the WWE wanted us to go down and kind of directed us to go there with The Rock. However they wanted to make it look, things aren't always as they seem. Things aren't always set in stone, and we can pivot on a dime. So I don't know. I think championships are important still. I think a short reign can be just as important as a long reign. I don't think we're ever going to see a Roman Reigns reign like we're seeing.
Right.
You know, I don't think it's ever going to happen. I mean, in the day and age where we're at today with TikToks and 30-second videos and WWE speed, for Christ's sakes, where matches have to be under 3 minutes, that you're not going to hold a crowd for as long as they held the crowd with Roman Reigns and the Bloodline. And you're going to have an amazing story to have to do that. And I don't know if you're ever going to top what we saw with the Bloodline to ever get a reign like that again.
Right. I mean, even like to a point, like not even close to like Roman's reign, but like Matt Gunther held the Intercontinental title for over 660 days.
Yeah.
Are we going to get a title reign that long again? Like, I'm sure you guys saw the ridiculous stat that, like, since being a WWE superstar, Gunther has been a champion for 80% of his tenured time with the WWE, whether it's the UK title or the Intercontinental title, or was he also the NXT? He was – what other title UK. Did he have?
NXT UK. Did he have anything else beside that?
I thought he did, because I saw him with 3 titles. I'll have to take a look. But either way, Gunther having 80% success rate in his career.
Looks like it's just the 2, but he had 2 long reigns with both of them. So,
right. So, but either way, do you even think we're going to get anywhere close to that with wrestlers, at least in the major companies?
Not anytime soon.
No, I don't think so.
Nope.
So he held the UK for 870 days.
Wow.
That's Walter, and then the IC for over 600. So,
yeah. Now, to be fair, the majority of that UK reign was held during the pandemic when nothing was going on.
Right.
So he was the UK champion in his flat in Austria. You know, just holding on, as Stokely Hathaway would say, staying on witness protection, because they weren't firing anybody from NXT UK during that time.
But yeah, I find it very interesting to see the state of wrestling right now with title changes, since we're so accustomed lately to longer than normal reigns. Mm-hmm. Because we're mostly products of the Attitude Era, where like the year 2000, that title on both WWE and WCW, those titles flopped so heavily between everyone, that like Vince McMahon was a champion and Vince Russo was a champion, and insanity.
Would you, can't wait for that Tony Khan title reign, baby.
Dude, it's coming. How awful was that?
How awful could it be? You're gonna make me get right into it, aren't you?
I can't wait. God, I can't wait.
We're sinking our teeth into it now.
I hear Jim running to a computer right now because we're gonna badmouth AEW.
So
on like a second honeymoon with his loving wife, and he's like, "I gotta go, bitch. We're gonna badmouth AEW."
He's gonna jump in. He's got the link. He's gonna walk away from the bed. He's gonna put his headphones in. Set up his little iPad.
He's
on
going to the hotel restaurant. He's sitting in the corner.
Yeah, he's gonna go to the executive area in there
with like the fax machine and the one plug.
That's right. As the Cardinals select Marvin Harrison Jr. for Kyler Murray.
Murray.
So the funny thing happened on the way to Dynamite last night. You know, there were definitely technical issues that took place in Dynamite. The audio was not necessarily the best. Neither was the action. I feel like some booking was crazy. But the big takeaway is the official return of Jack Perry and everything that ensued during the main event of Dynamite.
He's the jungle goat.
That's right. And in case you missed it, Jungle Boy had been seeking out, sorry, not Jungle Boy. His mama didn't call him Jungle Boy. His mama called him Jack. We're going to call him Jack. So Jack Perry had been looking for Tony Khan all evening long, until eventually he found his way to the ring to call out the general manager and owner of All Elite Wrestling. And, you know, Jack Perry said all the right things at all the right times to the right guy in the ring. And, of course, as Dusty Rhodes would have said, a hug and a kiss to seal the deal, baby. And of course, we get Jack Perry coyly smiling at the monitor breaking the fourth wall. And then the way that Jack Perry was dressed reminded me a little bit of Shawn Michaels during the barbershop window incident. You know, hugging Tony Khan and grabbing the arm, and then they turn. And then Jungle Boy Jack Perry gives Tony Khan the old stab with the microphone in the gut.
Hoofed him right in the gut with the mic.
Hoofed him right in the gut. And then, you know, Tony Khan was paralyzed for a second before coming to his senses and feeling intense abdominal pain. Which then sent out the EVPs and Kazuchika Okada. And what do you know? They TK driver Tony Khan in the middle of the ring. And apparently we have a new formation of the Elite with Okada, the Bucks, and Jack Perry. Is this a shark jumping moment for AEW, or is this something that could actually work its way into being a positive for AEW moving forward? Mark, you sound like you have you are ripe with the answers. What do you got?
They jumped the shark, Tim, not the toolman. The shark has been jumped. The shark was probably jumped before, but now they really jumped at this time.
What time before would you say they jumped the shark?
Let me think.
I'm putting you on the spot.
Let me think here. There was some shark jumping. Well, probably if they jumped the shark when they gave Jericho the FTW title. They jumped the shark with Jericho multiple times.
That would be a fair answer. With Jericho in general has been the cause of a lot of shark jumping moments for AEW. More so I think this.
Honestly. I always just took that as like Jericho's gimmick. Like, he's Chris Jericho. I don't give a shit if this is cringy or jump shark worthy. I'm shocked I don't see it as AEW jumping the shark. Anything, what shark did they jump? Like, what is so egregious with it, other than 5 years ago when they're like, we're going to be a wrestling company and not a sports entertainment company, and I don't want to be an on-air personality. This is just Tony Khan becoming an on-air personality. Everybody knows who Tony Khan is. It was a matter of time. I think a professional wrestling organization needs to have some sort of manager, some sort of law and order around. The WWE now has that with a Raw exclusive and a SmackDown exclusive person kind of running each show. It's a matter of time that it happened. They've been sports entertainment since day one. Professional wrestling doesn't exist in the United States. It's sports entertainment. And I know that's the WWE's word for it, and it's coming back to wrestling, but nothing ever set them apart that differently than what the WWE does. It's action matches, storylines. It's a fucking male soap opera. Like, it's what it is. This is just another chapter in that. Did it come across great? Did Tony Khan know how to sell? Probably not. I mean, I could... it doesn't fucking kill you. It's a microphone, for Christ's sakes. Somebody said Tony Khan sold like he was a toy in Toy Story and Andy came home.
Yep.
Go back and watch it. That's exactly what he does.
That's accurate.
So true.
Yeah.
So I understand where you're coming from, Ryan, but to me, I think the point in time in which you have on-screen authority figures as actual characters who are driving stories is about 10 years dated. Like, the last time WWE really did that was The Authority, and that was WrestleMania 31, 32. So you're looking at 8 years, really, since then, where, like, The Authority was a big piece. I do believe that there has to be a need for some sort of luminary, dignitary, someone, because the matches have to get booked, right?
I think Adam Pearce does a great job in that role.
Adam Pearce is doing a fantastic job. So is Nick Aldis on SmackDown. Mm-hmm. Nick Aldis is doing a great job, even hurt and even like being remote. He's doing a fantastic job. And oddly enough, I think Ava's doing a decent job on NXT. It's kind of crazy that like it's worked out that way. But I don't think that we need an authority figure who is going to like get their hands dirty and like actually become part of the show.
But he wasn't doing that yesterday. He came out to reinstate one wrestler and got jumped. That's all that happened. We don't know what's coming next. He has not gone back to get his hands dirty. He went out to reinstate Jungle Jack Perry as the scapegoat Jack Perry.
Right.
And got jumped by that guy. And then the EVPs of that same company continued to jump him, and Meltzer drivered him. I guess now we're calling it TKO driver. No clue how Meltzer is feeling about
not
this.
TK, TK for Tony Khan.
I'm sorry, TK driving, not TKO. Yeah, that's the other promotion.
Yeah, that's the promotion with the other Khan.
Here's where I truly have a problem with it, because I really don't have a problem with it up until this point. So Tony Khan, a couple weeks ago, released footage about CM Punk. Tony Khan is on the record for saying Something had to happen. I was fearful for my life.
Mm-hmm.
So now we see Tony Khan in a ring. And Tony Khan gets attacked by multiple people. How is Tony Khan not going to fire the people that physically attacked him when he fired the person he was scared to be around in a backstage altercation? If I'm taking Tony Khan for just Tony Khan.
Right.
That's where I have a problem with it.
Yeah, I think the line you're drawing there, and I could be speaking for other people too, is one thing happened backstage where it wasn't supposed to happen, and one thing happened in the ring,
and that's fine if it was kept backstage, but the backstage door got opened when they decided to release that CM Punk footage and made a storyline about it. How do I know what's one and what's the other? I'm just an idiot wrestling fan. Be dumb. Watch wrestling. That's my problem with it.
The menu on the screen right now is my parlay getting busted.
Wow.
I went 4 for 4, and this pick was not supposed to be Joe Alt. This was
the all pick.
All picks.
Let me text.
I'm sorry you're upset, Tim.
I'm very upset. Opportunities
were lost tonight. An opportunity squandered.
Squandered away. That's a fun word, Smokey. Squandered.
Yeah, but
asking Devin, are you bad at making these scorecards, Devin? Is it something you're not good at?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Got him.
Got him.
Yeah, it is. But even though we don't know where it's going, we know where it's going. Like, there's only a couple of ways this is going to go. And like, I understand that Tony Khan is having a very busy day right now. Have you seen any of the footage they've been doing for him? The MF-er is in a neck brace, in an actual neck brace in the Jaguars facility for the draft, which is why Dynamite was at Daly's place, over from yesterday. But this has to eventually lead to blood and guts, right?
Tony Khan versus everybody.
Well, it's like the Alliance to Defend Tony Khan versus the Elite. And it's just a matter of time to figure out like who the guys are going to be that are going to defend the honor of Tony Khan. And you can kind of point fingers as to who two of them are going to be automatically.
The FTRs?
No.
Oh.
The two dudes from the Elite who got kicked out.
Adam Hangman Page.
And Kenny Omega.
Right, because Omega's back next week.
Omega does return next week. They are in Winnipeg. I think it may be a one-off. We haven't heard anything more about his diverticulitis. I know Brock was out for quite some time with diverticulitis. Mm-hmm. So I think this might just be a right place, right time. Bring Kenny out and have him discuss things with the fans at large. It just feels if the attack had stopped with Jack Perry, I feel significantly different about everything that took place. But surprisingly, because the Young Bucks interjected themselves, I'm more here for the attack on Tony Khan than I would have been had it just been Jack. Okay. Mark or Matt, what are your thoughts on Tony Khan getting dirty and actually participating at Dynamite last night?
I didn't hate it as much as a lot of people did. I understand the critique of it just because it goes back on the overall things that he said, but You know, what wrestling promoter, wrestling owner hasn't done that, really? And in the grand scheme of storyline, I think it makes sense in terms of what they want to do and where they want to push things. You need the obvious heel, and might as well embrace it if you're Tony Khan.
What about you, Mark?
I think Tony Khan's a darn good heel in real life. People are going to hate him.
But is that what we want? Like, I'm stealing from Marcus a bit, but it's torn because like Jack Perry is supposed to be the heel in this, right? And but he calls out Tony Khan and he does all the stuff to be babyface and like get on the good side. But then he attacks his boss, which is technically bad, but is a universal good in wrestling. Like, when has anyone ever attacked their boss in wrestling and not gotten, like, more over, like, in a good sense than a bad sense?
Here, if I had the pencil, here's how I end the night. Because I think Shad came out, right? His father, Tony's father, came out. I think the last scene going out is Shad hitting the ropes and dropping a fucking leg drop right on Tony Khan. That's how you end Dynamite.
That would be fantastic.
Sitting there, and then he just curls his mustache. Cut the black. That's fucking right. Cinema. Finn. There it is.
There it is. It's wrestling's easy if you let it be. Of course, more people are going to say more about this than us. They'll definitely speak as eloquently as possible. But, yeah, man, it's just I am interested to see what happens next.
People are talking. You're going to have to tune in to see what happens.
Yeah. I'd
rather this than airing backstage footage of a guy that no longer works there.
Correct. Yes, I agree.
If they pop a rating next week, they have earned that rating for closing Dynamite the way that they did. Congratulations on them. I'd rather see them pop a rating that way.
Right. Speaking of popping a rating, I did see a parody shirt based around the number that Dynamite did last night. It is a ripoff of the Beverly Hills 90210 shirt. But it's Beverly Hills 683,000 for the number that Jack Perry brought for Dynamite.
We've not really seen that number grow, correct? That number has been dropping. I mean, it spiked there with the CM Punk footage, and it went right back to where it was prior to that, right? Like that 1 week was just for the footage that was promised to be announced. Like that really just popped the rating, set up the match between the Bucks and FTR, which is also another good match at Dynasty there as well. And I assume they're going to sell a lot of Jack Perry shirts with that smug smile that he does. Like, I'm sure that'll land on a shirt. If I'm them, I'm selling scapegoat armbands because Jack Perry's wearing that. Like, you make money where you can on it. I don't know.
Right. It has the ability to be like a propaganda machine, right? Yeah. Like it can easily churn itself out in the media sense with merchandise.
The Bucks teased the V-trigger, right, on Tony helping him up.
Yeah. Well, the EVP trigger.
Before Okada kind of talked them out of it, was doing the thumbs up thing. I thought we were going to see thumbs up, thumbs down. We didn't.
That's what I thought.
Okada do that. It's kind of like, oh, we didn't see Rainmaker.
So there's a lot of other
moves we can still do with this Tony. I don't know. I feel like this is page one of the story, and everybody's like, WWE did it. Stupid. Right. Let them fucking try something different, man. I don't know.
But then again, so then we get to another. You kind of took us a path that I didn't think we were going to go, but I'm glad we're going there. So you're saying this is page one of a new story. AEW doesn't necessarily have a very good track record of keeping all of their stories in line.
Look at this.
Yeah.
Jim says, hold on, I can shit on AEW.
That's right.
Oop, I created a marker somehow. I don't know what I did.
What'd you do,
Smith? Let me pay for the upgraded hotel Wi-Fi so I can dig a little deeper.
Right.
That's a shame.
He's paying the mouse.
Last night was quite low, actually. Last night was a really low episode. And here's the deal. It's a story that got people talking, heading into a time where most wrestling fans tune off of professional wrestling. We're coming into spring and summertime. There's things to do, concerts to go to, fairs to go to, weather's beautiful, catch a ball game. Is professional wrestling must watch in these months going forward? The build to SummerSlam is usually pretty good. People start tuning back in around there, but like it's summertime. Ratings are going to go down a little bit. You got to do something to bring folks in. If Tony Khan taking a TK fucking driver is what it takes, then that's what it takes.
Right. I think there's, what a dig. Even thousands of miles away, he's still trying to razz you. But either way, it is going to be interesting to see where things shake up, how they shake up. And just like as a friendly reminder, like the ratings are fun to look at, but it's kind of like a horoscope, right? If you're basing your life on astrology signs, maybe you should seek a second opinion. Same with these ratings, right? Especially from like all accounts, Warner Brothers Discovery is pleased with, again, it's one source telling us that they're pleased, but like until they're not, AEW can just keep operating the way that they are. And that's the same for WWE too. Like if WWE's ratings drop or if anybody's ratings drop, like there's so many other factors at play with these ratings. Like you're only taking into account overnight ratings. It was also a live coast to coast episode of Dynamite, meaning that the West Coast crowd had to tune in at 5 Pacific, not 8 Pacific, to catch everything live. So I don't know if this is accounting for a rerun on the West Coast. It's not accounting for DVR numbers. It's not accounting for anything like that.
I get it. I think you and Jim are in that same boat that ratings don't matter. But I feel like ratings do matter. If you're an advertiser, I want to make sure my money is being spent to the people that are watching the show.
Right.
Ideally, the people watching the show live, to go from the CM Punk episode, which was, 819,000 to 683,000. Well, my product didn't reach as many eyes as it reached 2 weeks ago, or even last week when it reached 100,000 more eyes. So, I mean, I get it. Ratings aren't, and they're never going to be like they were in the height of Attitude Era professional wrestling. No right. one's saying that. But ratings still do hold some water, I think, at the end of the day. And you don't want to see declining. You can be Warner Brothers all you want until the ratings decline to a level that they're not happy with. Then it's a problem.
Right.
There's going to have to be a level of somewhere where that rating hits and they're like, yeah, we have a problem here. Again, if I'm spending my money on advertising money, I want it to reach 819,000 people every week.
Yeah, like I would too, honestly.
Dude, a ball tap's pretty nasty, Charlie. Charlie said if the thought was Tony cost Perry 8 months of his career, wouldn't Perry do more damage than a ball tap? I feel like Perry knew what was coming with the Bucks, and he had backup, so he had to take the first shot, and the Bucks would pick up the slack. Jim says the Elite attacking Tony is the most viewed video from Dynamite on AEW's YouTube channel, which is great. But if I'm an advertiser that's advertising on TNT or TBS, that being the most viewed YouTube video does me no good. It puts money in AEW's wallet, but doesn't do me any good.
Right.
Big Dick said the bump Tony Khan was god awful.
What bump?
For sure.
Well, that's always a good bump.
That's a good bump for Tony.
Dynamite was the number six show on cable last night behind playoffs and for the NBA and the NHL, which is about right. I think it's a Wednesday night. It's a good night for professional wrestling. It's a good night for AEW. I don't not want to see AEW hit monster numbers with the rating. Right. Let me be very clear about that. A rising tide should rise all ships. Professional wrestling, when done right, people will tune in.
Let me look to see.
The Titans selected a tackle.
Raw. So to put things into perspective, Raw did. The Raw this past Monday did a 1.597. But it was a decline of 12% from last week. And then we can look at NXT's rating. And
was NXT, last week the Mania after? No, last no, so it's 2 weeks ago was the Raw after Mania.
NXT did 572,000 viewers, but climbed to 721,000 at the top of the second hour. So, okay. And that featured Trick Williams finally winning the NXT championship.
A really good moment.
It was a super great moment.
You guys see the camera shots of the cameras they had up in NXT, like shaking when Trick won. That was pretty cool. And here's the deal.
Was wild.
The W, I don't know. And I always, it's my fault for doing this. I compare like AEW to WWE. When really it's AEW and NXT should be the ones battling, but NXT is like that clear number three. I think at the draft, we're going to see the WWE position themselves to really take a stab at AEW with what they're going to do in retooling the NXT roster. So that is going to be really interesting. Something to talk about next week on our show with how NXT will look. And if that was an intentional move to take it, their third brand to take it to AEW.
Right. Of course, time will tell. Let us all know we're here to enjoy the ride together. Enjoy some wrestling this weekend. Friday, we've got the start of the WWE draft. Saturday, we hope to see you all in Millersville University for Three Legacies, A New Dawn. Six fantastic matches announced on the
card. I heard a familiar face might be on the call for that. I don't know anything about it, but I've heard rumors.
Yes, rumors. I will be there. I will be live and in living color doing play-by-play. I'm very excited. I won't look the same. I will get a haircut. I will shave. So
what? Shaving?
Yeah, I'm not going to go bald, but like I'm going to tighten it up.
Are you breaking up the sweater vest?
No, sweater vest is done. Sweater vest era is over. Yeah, sweater vest season is officially over. You'll see me. For sure. I'm excited to see everybody there. I'm excited to see Three Legacies for the first time in person. I have been religiously keeping up with the product via YouTube and when they were on the Premier streaming service. There is a fantastic YouTube video about 17 minutes long that kind of gives you a full rundown of everything that takes us to A New Dawn, including the inclusion of the Lancaster Commissioner of Wrestling. And Ryan's expression just says it all. But I hope to see you all at Three Legacies. There should still be tickets available at threelegacieswrestling.com. Go there. Come see some fantastic professional wrestling on a Saturday night. Come see me. If you're a listener of the podcast and you see me there, I'll be the big goofy white guy in a suit coat. Come say hi, shake my hand, and I'll sign your baby. But if there's anything else, is there anything else you guys want to leave on before we wrap things up for the evening?
No, man, like you said, support independent wrestling. Let's have a fun weekend. Afterward, everybody goes out to Aruga's, gets some wings, celebrate wings. At the after party. That was great timing on both of you guys. We don't have a soundboard, I forgot, so Mark and Tim have to supply the sounds tonight. But yeah, come on out, support professional
can't
wrestling.
Sit next I to unfortunately Mark, though. He'll be with his favorite gal on Saturday. So
yes.
What can I say?
What can you say? But the wings are good at Aruga's. If you've never been, come on out and have a good time. I'm not going to make it to the show, but I'm going to try to make the after party at Aruga's. I have prior obligations myself, but I will be leaving Hershey as quick as I can to get to the Aruga's in Lancaster.
Yep, and we'll hopefully see you there. But of course, we are so thankful you're able to join us, even with all of the rumblings and the bumblings that took place, and possibly not being on the Facebooks and whatnot. We're so very happy that you're able to join us here today, here live on Facebook, YouTube, on Twitter, as the Falcons take Michael Penix Jr. Jumping up in the draft. But of course, you cannot not follow us on all social media. At 3 Count Thursday, everywhere. If you're not following, what are you doing? To be completely honest. But subscribe to the podcast as well. Just because you're not here on a Thursday doesn't mean you can't enjoy the fun. All of your podcatchers. Also, you can catch it on demand on YouTube and on Facebook as well for the video features as well. We will be back here on Tuesday for another fantastic show. But for Ryan and Matt and Mark and, of course, Big Jim and Big D Disney, I'm Tim, reminding you all to stay smart, stay safe, and, of course, go for the pins.